Tale of GRB 171010A, SN 2017 HTP and GRB 171205A, SN 2017 IUK. Magnetar Origin, by Amit Kumar et al. We present late-time optical follow-up observations of GRB 171010A, SN 2017 HTP, Z equals 0.33, and low-luminosity GRB 171205A, SN 2017 IUK, Z equals 0.037, acquired using the 4K × 4K CCD imager mounted at the 3.6 meters Davis-Tull optical telescope, 3.6 meters dot, along with the prompt emission data analysis of these two interesting bursts. The prompt characteristics, other than brightness, such as spectral hardness, T90, and minimum variability time scale are comparable for both the bursts. The isotropic X-ray and kinetic energies of the plateau phase of GRB 171205A are found to be less than the maximum energy budget of magnetars, supporting magnetar as a central engine powering source. The new optical data of SN 2017 HTP and SN 2017 IUK presented here, along with published ones, indicate that SN 2017 HTP is one of the brightest and SN 21017 IUK is among the faintest GRB-associated SNE, GRB-SNE. Semi-analytical light curve modeling of SN 2017 HTP, SN 2017 IUK and only known GRB-associated superluminous supernova, SLSN 2011 kiloliters are performed using the MINIM code. The model with a spin-down millisecond magnetar as a central engine powering source nicely reproduced the bolometric light curves of all three GRBs mentioned above. The magnetar central engines for SN 2017 HTP, SN 2017 IUK, and SLSN 2011 kiloliters exhibit values of initial spin periods higher and magnetic fields closer to those observed for long GRBs in edge-deficient SLSNA. Detection of these rare events at such late epochs also demonstrates the capabilities of the 3.6 meters dot for deep imaging considering longitudinal advantage in the era of time domain astronomy. Dot. This was Tale of GRB 171010A, SN 2017 HTP and GRB 171205A, SN 2017 IUK. Magnetar Origin, by Amit Kumar et al.